Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
we used to sing. Sha la 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 da.
Just like that.
Sha la 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 da. La dee da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha la 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 la.
certainly was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he's cruising for bruising.
It's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. Today is Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. And to get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new telephone number, which is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO or 9636. 855-915-9636 or 855-915-WMFO. Okay, second new number in 2 weeks. Anyway, that's the number of the call. You want to get involved in some sports conversation. Love to hear what's going on in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 855-915-WMFO. Right back. Okay, 4:17 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's get right into the sports scores. If you haven't heard, with another good day in Boston yesterday. Ooh. Anyway, the Blue Jays 9 and Cleveland 6. Twins 17 and the Rangers 5. The White Sox 7 and the Astros 6. Tigers 3 and the Rays 2. The Mariners 12 and the Orioles 6. Angels, hope you're sitting down, Red Sox fans. Angels 21, Red Sox 2. They got 3 touchdowns and the extra points, and we got a safety. What can I say? Over the National League, the Cardinals 3 and the Brewers zip. The Braves 9 and the Marlins 1. The Reds 9 and the Nationals 4. Reds 9, Nationals 4. That game went 10 innings. Okay. Whatever. The Mets 4 and the Cubs 3. Excuse me. Dodgers 6 and the Rockies 1. Diamondbacks 6 and the Giants 5. And in interleague play, the Royals 6 and the Phillies 2. Pirates 4 and the A's 2. And the Padres 2 and the Yankees 1. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 3 for 5. Scored 2 runs. Got an RBI, hit his 17th home run of the year. He's hitting .296 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 1 for 5. He's hitting .301. Xander Bogaerts went 0 for 3 with 2 walks. He's hitting .334. David Ortiz went 0 for 3. He's hitting .338. Leon pitch hit for him. And he went 0 for 1. He's hitting .452. Hanley Ramirez went 2 for 2 with a walk. He's hitting .278. Hernandez came in for him, went 0 for 1. He's hitting .268. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 4, hitting .293. Bryce Brentz went 1 for 4, he's hitting .308. Travis Shaw went 0 for 4, he's hitting .266. Christian Vasquez went 1 for 3 with a walk, and he's hitting .226 on the season. Pitching. Clay Buchholz went 4 in the third innings, gave up 7 hits. 6 runs, only 3 of them were earned, however. He walked 1, struck out 1, and has a 5.91 ERA. He gave up 2 home runs, however. He's 3-9 on the season. Hembree came in, went pitched 1 2/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, 2 strikeouts, and he has a 2.10 ERA. Ross came in, pitched a third of an inning, could barely get anybody out. He gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, all earned. 1 walk, has a 5.26 ERA. Pat Light came in, they lit him up. He went an inning and 2/3, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them were earned, struck out 2, gave up 2 home runs, and his ERA is 23.63. And Lamar, who came up as an outfielder, came in and pitched an inning. Maybe we have a future pitcher here. He gave up 2 hits, but no runs. He has a 0.00 ERA. Hopefully, we'll never have to see him back on the mound again. But you never know. Okay, what can I say? You know, I've been, trying to preach optimism here with all the pessimism that's been going around. You know, the Red Sox went through a period in May where they were flawless as far as hitting was concerned. But hey, looks like not only has the, and that covered up for some of the pitching that was not that great at that time, but hey, love covers a multitude of sins, so the base hits and runs. But when you're not getting pitching and when you're not getting hitting, and now the defense is getting a little sloppy also, well, hey, that's what takes place. Red Sox are 5 games behind Baltimore, who also lost. Toronto is 44 and 39. They're what? A game behind. And then there's New York and Tampa Bay. Out in the Central Division, Cleveland. They've had their 14-game winning streak come to an end against the Blue Jays, losing 9-6. But they're 49-31 in the season. And the world champion Kansas City Royals, they also won. So they are now 5 games back. And then there's Detroit, Chicago, and Minnesota. Out west, the eyes of Texas are upon you. And the Rangers lost yesterday, making them 52-30. Followed by the Houston Astros, and they also lost, making them 43-38. But they're 8.5 games behind, and Seattle, Oakland, and L.A. are bringing up the rear. Over in the National League, the Washington Nationals, they also lost in 10 innings. 49-33 on the season. But the New York Mets aren't doing that great. They won yesterday, however. They're 43-37, 5 games back. The Miami Marlins, they are 42-39, 6.5 games behind. Then there's Philadelphia and Atlanta. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubbies have lost 3 in a row now. And they are 51-29. They're starting to panic out there by the lake. But not to panic, St. Louis. The Cardinals are having a rough time. They're 42-38, 9 games behind. Then there's Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. In the Western Division of the National League, the San Francisco Giants, they lost. They're 50-32, but the LA Dodgers aren't doing that much better. They are 45-37. They're 5 games behind. Then there's Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego. What can I say? Well, the Red Sox. I can't say much, really, you know. When you get pounded 21-2, first of all, I am not on the bandwagon of let's kick Farrell out of town. Hey, well, it's not the manager. The manager doesn't pitch. The manager doesn't bat. He doesn't play the field. He's not making any stupid plays like Valentine did when he was here. I mean, stupid calls as far as concerned. Hey, I think Farrell's done a pretty good job this year. And the fact that we aren't, you know, we don't have, you know, outstanding pitching is, you know, not his fault. He had to play with the hand that he's been dealt. And overall, I think he's kept the ship afloat. And I think this is just a rough patch. And hopefully, this is not the ship is not the Titanic. We spent too many summers in the basement already. And so, therefore, I'm pretty sure, barring any severe injuries to key players, that with things that things are going to turn around. We have, you know, pretty good pitching from Price, Porcello, and Wright. Now, that's 3 out of 5. A lot of teams don't have 3 pitchers who are, you know, pitching that well. Now what we need to do is shore up the back end of the starting rotation and hopefully take some of the pressure off the bullpen. And, you know, I think that's a possibility. I think when Kelly comes back, I was saying bullpen for him, but it looks like the way it's going, it's going to be probably back in the bullpen for Buchholz. And Kelly will probably get a shot in the rotation. Rodriguez, if he squares himself away down in the minors, you know, he could be back. If not, I think we could probably scour around without giving up the farm, come up with a end of the rotation type pitcher from some other team in a minor trade. That's the way I look at it anyway. So anyway, when you got so many guys batting over 300, you know, here again, it's the case of not just getting men on base, but it's also, you know, hitting in the clutch, and that's always been a problem for teams who aren't, you know, contending. So therefore, if we can overcome that, I think that we have a pretty good shot. Cleveland Indians won 14 straight. They seem to be running away with the Central Division, but when we played them, I was not that overly impressed. And, you know, maybe their pitching has turned around and helped them out. But I think that, you know, we still got a good shot at playing against them. We went and we lost 2 games out in Texas. But here again, maybe it's better solid pitching than what we've been getting. But here again, I was not overly impressed by the Texas batting order either. I think don't panic. And we will right the ship with Stephen Wright 428 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, Talking Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new number. Our new number is 855-915-WMFO. Or this 855-915-9636. Be back, I promise, no matter how poorly the Red Sox are playing.
We'll be right back. I see a great need in my community.
So Richard Washington set out to meet that need by working with youth in the juvenile justice system, joining thousands of other volunteers. If you're 55 and older, you can use the skills that help you through a lifetime of learning, giving, teaching, and working. Go to getinvolved.gov or call 1-800-424-8867 to find out how you can volunteer, impact your community, and make our country stronger.
Retired people have a lot to offer because we have life experience.
What are you going to do with your lifetime of experience? Go to getinvolved.gov today or call 1-800-424-8867. We have so much to offer and our nation needs us. Make a difference for generations. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Let me give you our new phone number. You and someone say out there, ah, you gave us a new phone number last Sunday. I said, yeah, but we got another new phone number today. 855-915-9636 or 855-915-WMFO. So there, if you can get the first six numbers, then the last four, WMFO. So therefore, I guess in the long run, it's going to be much simpler. But, okay, I've been saying 617-627-3800 for so long. Forgive me if I throw that in there without thinking. Okay, it's 855-915-WMFO. Okay, so now you know how to contact me. We're talking some sports here. Okay, we gave you the baseball scores, Major League Baseball scores, and the fact that the Red Sox got pounded by the Angels yesterday, 21-2. That's right, I said 21-2. I couldn't believe it when I saw the score myself. I was out yesterday practically all day, so I didn't get a chance to get to the TV or know what was going on, enjoying myself with family and friends. Anyway, the Red Sox needed more than my viewing to help them pull out of yesterday's game. But like I said, I'm trying to stay optimistic, and I think the potential is there. And can we get it all together and running smoothly for a great period of time that will put us into a good position when it comes to playoff time and World Series? I think so. But here again, I'm an optimist. Okay, let's go to the other sports here. In the WNBA, the Lynx 91 and the Stars 68. The Connecticut Sun 86 and the Wings 83. For the Sun, Little got 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. Thomas got 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jones got 6 points and 2 rebounds. Thomas didn't score but got 7 assists. Bentley got 24 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Chinee, I'm not going to try and pronounce that last name. I'm waiting to see a game when the sons are playing or her sister is playing, and then I'll be able to hear how the announcers pronounce her name, and then maybe I'll try it. Other than that, she's Chinee to me. 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 assist. Strickland got 2 points and 2 rebounds. Bantam got 6 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Williams, 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Morgan Tuck is not playing much, but she got 3 minutes, and she got 3 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Who's coaching this team? I don't know. But anyway, Morgan Tuck, I think, deserves more playing time than that. Especially since they aren't winning. Get her in the game and give her the ball. Get out of her way. 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5. I'm reminiscing old-time Celtics situation. We're in a close game. Casey Jones, the coach, said, after Larry Bird said, hey, give me the ball and get out of my way. and after a timeout, Casey Jones said, that's the play. You heard the play. Give Larry the ball and get out of his way. Okay, so what we need to do. Okay, let's go to Wimbledon across the ocean after Brexit. I guess they're still sort of surviving. I looked at the stock market on Friday, and they were in the plus. They had gone up. So I guess Brexit is okay, and so Wimbledon is carrying on. But there was a big upset in the men's rankings in Wimbledon. Sam Querrey, who I'd never heard, he's ranked 28th in the men's tennis. Defeated Novak Djokovic, 7-6, 6-1, 3-6, and 7-6. Sam Querrey. Hey, who knows? In other competition, Marin Cilic, ranked number 9, defeated Lukos Lacko, 6-3, 6-3, and 6-4. Number 5, Kai Nishikori, defeated Andrei Kuznetsov. Nishikori is ranked number 5. He's 7-5. He defeated Kuznikov, whatever. 7-5, 6-3, and 7-5. And Andy Murray, ranked 2nd, defeated John Millman, 6-3, 7-5, and 6-2. On the ladies' side, Angelique Kerber, ranked number 4, defeated Karina Witkoff, 7-6, and 6-1. Simona Halep, ranked number 5, defeated Kiki Bertens, ranked number 26, 6-4 and 6-3. Agnieszka Radwanska defeated Katarina Sinakova. Radwanska is ranked number 3, defeated Sinakova, who was unranked, 6-3, 6-1. And in women's doubles, Serena and Venus Williams defeated Elise Mertens and Anne-Sophie Mestach, 6-4, 6-4. So, there. That's why the Williams didn't do anything as far as singles are concerned. They were playing doubles. 441 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on Sunday, July the 3rd. Tomorrow is Independence Day. July the 4th. How about that? Okay. And our new phone number. Let me give you our new phone number. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. So there you go. Be right back.
They say America is the land of opportunity, a place where children can grow up and become anything they want. But for some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to know our new phone number, which is 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Okay, the big talk around town is, well, first of all, let me go to what supposedly, allegedly, is already a done deal. Supposedly, the Celtics have signed Al Horford of the Atlanta Hawks. I don't have all of the figures, but suppose, I don't have a confirmation on the figures, I guess. Supposedly, it's 4 years, $113 million. 4 years, $113 million. Al Horford, good player? Yeah. $113 million? I don't know. But if that is a precursor to signing Kevin Durant, then I guess it's a fantastic deal. As you may also know, the Celtics lost Evan Turner to Portland. He signed there for 4 years for $70 million. And that was obviously a number that the Celtics were not going to be able to match or keep up with. And matter of fact, Turner said with the Celtics' recent draft picks, he saw his playing time diminishing. And so therefore, he went for the money. But that just shows you what happens if you are a player in the Brad Stevens regime. You know, even if you, you know, have to go elsewhere, you're going to make command a whole lot of more money than when you came. And Turner certainly turned his game around. We'll see, you know. Hopefully he'll do well out there. Portland is a team that, you know, I don't see that much, but they had some good numbers during the year. And that's after losing their best player to San Antonio. So, hey, who knows? And I think they guaranteed him a starting role. Now, I didn't know you could do that. But, well, you know, what did the coach have to say? What about the other players they drafted? What, you know, other free agents they may sign? But anyway, he's going to have a lot of money regardless of whether he starts or not. So, we'll wish Evan the best. He did well here. Now, what do I think the odds are of, you know, getting Durant? Who knows? I don't think anybody knows. Maybe even Durant doesn't know. But supposedly, sources from his camp says that he's going to make a decision in a day and a half or so. So, and the Celtics sent Tom Brady, Jay Crowder, David Ortiz. Well, didn't go, but he was part of the people who contacted him, also Kelly Olynyk and Marcus Smart, along with their front office staff, and Terrence Knighton and Isaiah Thomas have been pestering him. So hopefully, you know, who knows? We'll wait and see. You know, supposedly the Clippers gave Durant a very impressive audition. So, and there are those who say that he's odds on going to go back to Oklahoma City, at least for 1 year. We will probably make more money, and then they'll be able to opt out again, sign a one-year contract, and then opt out again. And supposedly some of the people they picked up in free agency would make that more likely. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. I really can't. I really can't tell you, firmly what's going to happen, because I don't think, like I said, Durant is probably still making up his mind. I understand that Kevin Love opted out of his contract in Cleveland, but so did LeBron. So that doesn't mean that LeBron and Kevin Love are coming here. And he certainly, they only have one max contract left, since if the Al Horford rumor is correct. So there's no doubt which Kevin we'd want. And would Kevin Durant even take, Kevin Love rather, take even less money to come here? I don't know. Well, we'll have to wait and see. So many things are happening, and bouncing balls and where things are going. Who knows? Someone was saying if he wants to win another title, he would go to Golden State. And Golden State was said that they had no problem sharing the ball with him. They sent Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and I don't know who else. Draymond Green and a few other people like that out there. So, hey, it's going to be interesting. I'm not betting the farm on it, but because I don't have a farm. But it would be interesting. And now, I guess the question you have to ask yourself, with Al Horford, and if we got Kevin Durant, does that make us better than the world, or up to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers? So, like I said, LeBron opted out of his contract, but that's probably just a money thing, so that he can sign another one-year deal with an option and rake in a few more bucks. Not that he needs a few more bucks, but that's business, you know. So anyway, I don't know. The Celtics went out last year and out west and defeated Golden State. Well, maybe Golden State, you know, had a let down. They weren't, you know, they're thinking here, you know, here comes these Celtics, you know, they're on the road and they're probably tired and they're coming into our place where we hardly ever lose a game. And they may not have been brought their A game. I don't know. I like I said, I follow basketball closely. Probably more knowledgeable about basketball than any of the other sports, although people would say that's not true. You know, knowledgeable than anything. That's their opinion. They can have their opinion. They're welcome to their opinion. I don't mind. Hey, you can knock me all you want, as long as I still have my opinion. Opportunity to voice my opinion, I will do just that. But really, okay, let's say we had Kevin Durant and Al Horford. Okay, you got to figure what? Kevin's going to be playing the power forward position. Al Horford's going to be playing center. And Jay Crowder at small forward. Or will we stick somebody else in at the power forward and put Kevin Durant at small forward, which makes it a tremendous mismatch for the other team defensively? And then we got Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley in the backcourt. I can't say that, you know, that makes us a definite. That brings us closer, obviously, you know, with Kevin Durant's ability to shoot the ball from the outside as well as put the ball on the floor and go to the basket. That certainly would free up a lot of more room for Isaiah to create and also score. And with a healthy Jay Crowder and a healthy Avery Bradley, which we didn't have last year in the playoffs, that would certainly make us a better team going into the playoffs. Now, how far can we progress beyond that? I really can't say. How far have we progressed beyond that? You know, LeBron James is the kind of guy who just says, give me the ball and get out of the way when it comes to clutch time. And that's what he has been doing. So who's to say that he can't continue to do that, put Cavaliers on his back and just go for it? So if he can continue to do that on a regular basis as he continues to get older, and there's still some other shoes to drop out there because Dwayne Wade is opted out of his contract. Is he going to go to Cleveland? But we'll have to wait and see. There are a whole lot of things going on. And so it's going to be interesting if you are a sports fan, especially a NBA fan. Hey, what can I say? Keep your seats and hold on. This might be a great show coming your way. It's 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And our phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or WMFO, that's WMFO, our new phone number. 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And we'll be back for the final 2 or 3 minutes of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, it's 4:59 here on WMFO in Medford. I gotta mention this. The Boston Bruins signed David Backes. He's captain. He was captain for the St. Louis Blues. And the Bruins went for 5 years and $30 million. The thing is, he's 32 years old. Supposedly, a forward or center who moves the ball. He's not afraid to take a hit and to do the dirty work in the corners and whatnot. And supposedly that should help the Bruins' offense. Now, here again, I am not a hockey aficionado. And so, therefore, I can't really comment. But hopefully, it's a move in the right direction for the Bruins. Okay, time to pack the bag here.